Welcome to the Mentium Matters podcast, where we talk about leadership, life, and the transformative power of mentoring. I'm Solveig Brown, and today I am thrilled to be joined by Lynn Sontag, owner of Mentium, and Missy Chikre, Mentium CEO. Welcome, Lynn and Missy. It's so nice to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Solveig. We're excited to be here and looking forward to this podcast.
Yeah, I sat down a year ago with both of you. Missy was just starting as CEO, and Lynn, you had committed to mentoring Missy through the year. I said I would check back in with you, and now it's been a year. It's hard to believe that's gone fast for me. Lynn, what is one story that encapsulates your experience this year?
You know, my favorite story from the year is when I figured out that it was time for me to step back and to let go and empower Missy to step more fully into her role. I wanted it to be a surprise. I wanted it to be memorable. So on the sly, I asked if Ava, her 13-year-old daughter, could come in to the office during the summer break and work on a couple projects with me. I explained to Ava when she came in that I wanted to switch offices. I would move to her mother's current office and she would move into my corner office. I told Ava that she knew her mother best and to pick out some items that would reflect her mother's values and energy, and we would order them. Ava and I had so much fun looking at different pictures and other items and talking about her mom. And she was so excited to be helpful and so proud of Missy. I wanted to flip the offices at the end of summer, but for various reasons, I couldn't make that happen. So Ava had to keep the secret for several months, which is very hard for a 13-year-old. Then one day in November, my granddaughter and her partner came into the office when no one else was in and cleaned and moved and flipped both offices. They actually thought to take pictures of Missy's office before they moved anything so they could put things back exactly as she had them in her new office. So then later in the afternoon, I sent a note to the in-team office saying, there's going to be a surprise for Missy tomorrow. Keep it quiet until she comes in. She's going to have a new office. So it was new for the team to know this as well. So when you come into our suite, Missy's office was the first one to the left, and it's the first one you run into. It's glass, so you can see right into it. So Missy came buzzing in, as she usually does, looked a little bit to the left, and as she headed toward the kitchen area, and she looked in, saw me sitting at the desk, and almost dropped her bags. She then set them down and looked a bit dazed and confused, and she asked me, "What is happening?" I got up out of the chair, I picked up some of her bags, and I said, "Let me show you to your new office." I realized in that moment, I saw it on her face, that Ava and I had pulled it off. And, you know, it's more not just about transitions, it's more about transformation. And this was a year of transformation for us.
What did that feel like for you, Missy, where you walk in just thinking it's another day and your office is, I love that double take image that you gave of her just going, "What? Where's my office? What are you doing in my office?" What did that feel like?
It was definitely a surprise. As Lynn said, when you walk into our space, my office was to the left right away. So I'm on autopilot. I have my bags, my laptop, my lunch. I'm thinking about my day and the meetings ahead. And I walk in and I look up and there I see Lynn not only sitting at my desk, but also with a big picture behind her that she had in her previous office, which was, "Wait a minute, what is happening?" And so I stopped and I looked at Lynn and I said, "What are you doing?" And as she said, she then gathered my things and said, "Let me show you to your new office." And she walked me over to the corner office where she's been for quite a long time. And she had redecorated. There were inspirational pictures up on the wall, inspirational sayings all over, flowers. It felt very celebratory. And Lynn has been very intentional through this transformation and journey. It was one thing to be named CEO in February of last year and then working through a transition. It wasn't just, "Let's flip a switch and now tomorrow you're CEO and everything's on you, goodbye and good luck." But we've been very intentional about crafting this journey together. And, you know, Lynn has talked a lot about in the early days of just working through the transition, the importance of spaces and sort of that visible demarcation and transition as well. So walking into the office was not just about the physical space, but also that emotional feeling of fully own your space, fully step into you are the CEO of the company. And I've been very intentional myself in this whole process of acknowledging there's my journey is only one piece of this. This is very much also about Lynn's journey after more than two decades of leading at Mentium. It's about our journey together because we've crafted this very purposefully. And then it's also about the journey for Mentium and our team because this impacts all aspects of who we are and what we do. Then when I walked into the office and Lynn told me that she had worked with Ava on the decorations and the surprise, first of all, I couldn't believe that she hadn't told me after all this time. So she did an awesome job keeping the secret. And it brought a smile to my face because Ava has been such a critical part of my journey in working motherhood. I became a mom when Ava was born in 2010 and being purposeful about designing the life that I want. So knowing that, one, Lynn had taken the time to invite her into the process, and then two, knowing that she had played a role in it, it made it even more special because my family is such a big part of who I am. And having that space to be a working mom and do it the way I want to do it is so important to me and such a critical part of my journey of even getting to this point. So it was definitely a wonderful surprise. It was a beautiful sort of culmination of this transition. And, you know, then we sort of went about our day. And at the end of the day, I remember walking back into the office and everybody had left by then. So it was very quiet in the office. And I looked around and then I FaceTimed my husband and I showed him the whole office. And then I just sat on the couch. Lynn knows I love the couch in there. Sometimes you just need a minute to sit there and breathe and take in your day and reflect. And I just sort of sat there for a minute and took it in and let myself just feel it, process it, enjoy it, and have that moment.
I love that story. I love it on so many levels. I like the visual representation of the space and the spaciousness inside to claim this new role. What I also love about it is that it really signifies a whole person approach to leadership and to mentoring. And the fact that you included Ava in the process is so sweet to me. I would tell people the story and they're like, oh my goodness, that is so sweet. So what I've noticed firsthand is that Mentium does so much to facilitate whole person well-being. Can you talk about some of the things that you do to create that cultural atmosphere within Mentium so that people can show up with their whole selves?
It really starts with the values, and we've done a lot of work over the past couple of years to explicitly define the values of the organization and then not only put them on a piece of paper, but then embody them and live them, express, model, and reinforce them for the team. Constantly go back to them because when things get hard, as they do, the values always end up being the North Star. So I think it's defining the values and being clear about the values and then modeling it in the day-to-day behavior. And then it really is adapting to the environment. I mean, most organizations are still grappling with, is it hybrid? Is it fully remote? Is it in the office? Some mix of all of these things. And organizations are still struggling with what is the right model, you know, the right model, and how do we ensure that we focus on well-being as well as productivity, what's good for the business, what's good for people. And we have a hybrid approach as well as a lot of flexibility. And that's something that is personally really important to me. It's something that Lynn always modeled as well, because we all have to design the lives we want. And we have outcomes we're reaching for, we have goals, we have a strategy, and there's a lot of ways to get at high performance and effectiveness. And I truly believe that when you give people the space to design it the way that works for them, you get the business outcomes and productivity, as well as people feeling like they have space to focus on their lives outside of work as well. So we do a lot to focus on flexibility, hybrid work, as well as other benefits like shutting the office down during the week of holiday in December. So 1 week of a wellness week, which is something we started a few years ago. And those things make a difference. They matter to people. They create a sense of belonging, a sense that, you know, there's a care and concern for well-being. We've done summer hours. Summer is very short here in Minnesota, so we have to enjoy. So creating space for the team to be able to enjoy Fridays in the summer and take advantage of Minnesota summer. It's like there's lots of little things that show up day to day that give people the space to design the lives that they want. I set out on a journey to do that when I left corporate America 8 years ago, and it's really important to me to continue to create that space here at Mentium, and Lynn also was a wonderful role model of that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing I love about the story is that it really illustrates women supporting other women. This is going to air on International Women's Day, this episode. And so I think it's exciting to have you two as role models for that. This mentoring partnership has been amazing this year for both of you. This year's theme is Inspire Inclusion. Forge inclusive work cultures where women's careers thrive and their achievements are celebrated. Can you talk about Mentium's commitment to accelerating women's careers through mentoring?
Well, I'll just jump in here really quickly and then I'll let Missy add on to it. But that's certainly been a mission for Mentium since it opens its doors. We were always focused on helping women thrive in the, you know, corporate arena. And I think that everybody is unique and everybody has different needs. And I think that as you look at how do you be inclusive, how do you be supportive, how do you help women thrive and all people thrive, is that you have to, one, stop making a lot of assumptions that everybody is the same or this is what they're going through or they know your experience, and to really do what we actually do, what we tell mentors to do. Ask great questions and be effective listeners. Truly listen for the answer, not to counteract what somebody is going to say, but really listen. It's right back to the basics. And I think that that's been a core of how we work with our mentors and mentees. And it's stayed with us for 33 plus years. So I think we look at supporting women. There are definitely a lot of complex issues in supporting women. And I'll let Missy talk to those, but everybody needs that core foundation, that core support.
Absolutely. And it's a huge part of Mentium's history and tradition. As Lynn said, when Mentium was founded in 1991, the goal was really to help women break the glass ceiling because there were very few women in executive leadership positions. And for the first 17 years of the business, we were focused on mentoring high potential women to help women grow and excel in their careers. And then, of course, Mentium continued to evolve with Lynn's leadership, grow the programs. We have programs for men and women. We focus on key talent at various levels. And a huge part of our history is this piece of how can we help women grow and thrive in their careers. So that's still a big part of who we are and what we focus on through our mentoring. We also are a proud women-owned and women-run business. That's really important to us, and we're really proud to say that and to be a certified women business enterprise, which is critical in terms of how do you get out there and support women, how do you support women-owned businesses, and then again, the modeling internally. So we look at what we're doing externally and the impact that we want to have. We model that internally as well. That can be seen through, you know, Lynn's mentorship of me over this year and being able to, you know, step into this leadership role. After Lynn's tenure, it can be seen with our team of really empowering and enabling women on our team to step into their potential. So we're always very focused on how do we help people rise. And the theme for International Women's Day this year is Inspire Inclusion. We inspire inclusion through our mentoring offerings and our mentoring experiences because we want to help our clients create workplaces where people are included, where people feel they belong, where people can be authentic. The other thing we know is that this will take all of us. Often we talk about women, what are you doing to rise? What are you doing to focus on your development? What are you doing to step into leadership? All of that is important. And we need to be thinking about how are we bringing men into the story? How are we partnering? This isn't a zero-sum game. Someone wins, someone loses. How do we stand together for change? How do we invite and write everyone into the story? Because it will take all of us. The research shows that women are still lagging in every level of the corporate pipeline. I always read the McKinsey Women in the Workplace every year. There's great research in there. And while we can see some evolution and progress, it kind of started with this notion of the leaky pipeline. Then it transitioned into this concept of the broken rung, that there's a broken rung moving from individual contributor to manager. Women drop off right there at that very first step up into leadership and then frankly never catch up. And then through COVID and the pandemic, it then transitioned into the great breakup. And we see women more at that director, senior director level, choosing to opt out of the workplace. because of the demands, because of the challenges, and therefore we don't have enough women in the pipeline to then step up into leadership. Our goal through mentoring is we want to enable key talent to step into leadership, and that certainly includes women.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. It's such a fabulous mission that has been going strong for 33 years. Is there anything that has surprised you this year? Lynn, I want to start with you on this question during this big year of transition.
You know, I did think about that. There have been a lot of surprises. It's been a very unique and challenging year. But honestly, I thought it would be harder than it was. I see Missy smiling, and I think she's kind of like, really? And, you know, we were walking through a lot of uncharted territory. And together on multiple fronts, we were trying to figure things out, both, you know, strategically as well as tactically in any one day. And you have to balance that when I'm trying to step back, let her figure, you know, things out on her own, but still be supportive. I know going into this, I didn't know, like, what is this going to mean for me? And so I thought, oh, this is going to be so hard over the next year. But there were hard times for sure. But it wasn't nearly as hard, and I hope you felt the same way, but it wasn't nearly as hard as I had envisioned. And the importance of that is that I think sometimes we don't support each other as women. And I think we get competitive and that for different reasons, and I think that we don't focus on what's best for each other as well as for the organization. And so I knew that that was a risk going into this, that we could totally clash and it may not work. So I was, you know, and looking back when I was thinking about this question, I was like, wow, this couldn't have really gone any smoother than it did. We worked hard at it, but it really couldn't have gone any better than it went. It exceeded my expectations.
Totally. And I think that really speaks to the intentionality with which you did this transition. Like you said, it wasn't all just all one day your CEO. It was just a mentoring and learning process throughout the year. What about you, Missy? What has surprised you this year?
I was reflecting on this question to really go back and think, like you said, the year has flown by. I can't believe it's been a year. And then looking back at how I felt at this moment when we were talking a year ago and now, one surprising or, you know, maybe unexpected, the amount of disruption in our world, in our workplaces. There are so many unprecedented events taking place that impact our work and also impact us individually. So I think just the pace of change, the level of disruption, we've never experienced anything like this. And it is really hard on any given day to compartmentalize certain things and to really focus on the business, focus on what you can control. And so that kind of constant reminder of every day is a new day. You get to kind of start over and take on the day. And I listened to a great podcast with Robin Arzón, and she says, forward is a pace. And that really stuck with me because especially stepping into this role, it can feel like I need to, you know, take on everything at any given day. I need to solve every problem. I need to make sure everybody's happy and engaged. I need to make sure the business is moving forward. And it's okay to step back and say, forward is a pace. And some days just putting that one foot in front of another is enough. I think the other, you know, maybe surprising, I don't know if surprising is the right word, but it's one thing to think about stepping into the role and that it's very different to actually be in the role. And we worked behind the scenes on the transition for quite a while. So I had a lot of time to be learning things and know what to anticipate. But it's a very different feeling of accountability. I care so deeply about our mission, our organization, our team, our mentees, mentors, clients. We have a lot of different stakeholders. But the level of accountability I feel to ensure that the business is in a solid place, the team is moving forward and engaged and happy and having opportunities to live into their potential, and then ensuring that all of those different stakeholders are also engaged. It's just a very different feeling of accountability to each of those stakeholder groups. And then I would say just the breadth and depth of what happens on any given day and the number of places where you have to be involved and step into it, sort of every aspect of the business, what you see kind of on the front end. But then there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes of running a small business. And so getting more and more ingrained in that over the last year has been a lot of learning. So in any given day, you know, every hour you're sort of switching into a different part of your brain in terms of where you're going to focus on the business. But I think overall, as Lynn said, we work so hard at this to do it well and to have this transition in place. I felt so set up for success. And then having Lynn continue to mentor me, I mean, that has been such a gift. You know, often people don't get that. You're sort of named into a position and then it's a goodbye and good luck and we hope everything goes well. So for me, it's been really invaluable to feel like I'm set up for success and I can still go to Lynn. As she said, it's this, a little bit of a dance where she wants to give me space to lead and support me. And then I want to step into leading while at the same time, there are a lot of, you know, challenging things that are happening. And so having that sounding board and being able to go to Lynn and say, did you ever deal with this over the last, you know, 20 plus years? How did you handle it? What were the challenges? What did you learn? And I think that's the biggest thing of, you know, Lynn's very good about saying, here's what I've learned, rather than saying, I think you should go do A, B, or C. And so leaving it to me to make the decision, but having so much history and knowledge to say, I've learned a lot over these last 20 plus years. I'm going to share my learning with you because that's really important input to make decisions for the future.
Yeah, and that is what mentoring is all about. I love that you are really showcasing that for us to see. And I know as someone that has worked at Mentium, the transition has seemed seamless, which I also think is extraordinary. So when mentors and mentees go through their year-long partnership, we always ask them to reflect upon the year. Mm-hmm. So in the spirit of that, I would like you each to acknowledge something about the other person. So Missy, I would like to start with you.
Okay. I was thinking about this too. How do I say this concisely? And my brain went right to Mentium as an acronym because Mentium is our mission. It's our passion for all of us working here. So I came up with some words that go with Mentium as an acronym to acknowledge Lynn's mentorship and support of me, not just over the last year, but since she brought me into Mentium in 2017. So I'll try to go through this quickly. So Mentium, M, the first M is mentorship. Having your mentorship has meant so much to me because, as I just said, I feel and felt so set up for success and that I wasn't just out here on my own to figure it out by myself. So your mentorship over the last year and now ongoing is invaluable and so important to me. E, empathy. You have a lot of empathy, again, for the whole person and understanding when there are those individual challenges in life. You know, this is one aspect of life, and so you do a really excellent job of having empathy. N for nurturing, just that nurturing quality you have. I feel taken care of. I feel like you want me to be successful. You want me to be my best self. You're focused on my well-being. I can't tell you how many times Lynn has said to me over the last year, what are you doing for your well-being? How are you taking care of yourself? Because when you're in this role, obviously there's stress that comes with it and you have a lot on your shoulders. So what are you doing to take care of yourself? And you constantly ask me that, which then forces me to think about what am I doing to take care of myself? And I need to build that into my day and my routine. T for trust. You have trusted me to take Mentium into the future. And I know that it's hard because this is your baby. And because you are still around and here in the business, letting someone else lead while you're here kind of watching it all unfold, you really have to like put your ego aside and you have to have a lot of trust. And so you have trusted me. Second T is for tips. Lots of tips. You've gone through a lot over these last 2+ decades. You've seen a lot. So always willing to give me tips and tricks. I for inspiration. You know, we talked a lot about International Women's Day. You know, you've been a trailblazer. You know, especially in your time, you overcame a lot of obstacles in those early days to become a female business owner, to run this women-owned business and sustain it all these years. So inspiration for girl power. U for understanding, and then the last M for momentum. Always that momentum where you believe in me, you encourage me, you acknowledge my contributions, and so that gives me a lot of momentum to keep moving forward and to do right by Mentium.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. I don't know how I follow that up.
But I know. All right, Lynn, what would you like to acknowledge about Missy?
Well, you know, when we first started, I said that the things that I most admired were your authenticity, your willingness to learn, and you did the hard work to become who you are as a leader. you really were willing to take the risks and dig deep, because leadership is really an internal process. And when we started, I remember in my mind thinking, how is this going to go? I don't want you to lose any of that, actually. I just wanted you to be able to do more and more fully come into yourself in a way that you probably hadn't experienced in the past. But you can get lost in all the things that you already talked about in running a small business. And so I was a little hesitant about how is that going to play out. But as each day went by, as we talked on a regular basis, you role modeled, and I learned from you in that role modeling all of the things that listening and being open to the learning, being open to the feedback, being open to pivot, but also remembering who you were and being willing to say no is a full sentence. Mm-hmm. That's one of your favorite sayings, no is a full sentence. And that's a really hard thing to do. And I think that you have done an incredible job of not only running the business at a strategic level and at a tactical level, having to still roll up your sleeves and be part of whatever process that is important in a small business to move it forward with keeping the big picture, but you role modeled for the entire team and kept to who you really are and just grew in understanding the challenges that you face on the business side, which is so hard to understand. And there's more to learn, but you were open to that. And you didn't, if I said, well, maybe we should consider this, or maybe we had a panic moment together. You worked through it. You stayed solid. You worked through everything that you have to become a leader and grew even more to, I would follow you. Maybe not off a cliff, no. but I would follow you to the end of the cliff and say, hey, let's turn around. And you would do that. So I do think it's amazing, Salve, when you do this kind of mentoring with the right support, that the growth that can happen for an individual. And, I had to kind of pull back on what I would have done differently. But she had this. She had this. And every day I knew that. There wasn't a day, really, in the last year where I thought, oh, maybe this isn't going to work. Every day I knew you had it. That's huge in a year, just in a year. So congratulations and thank you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you guys, this is...
Where are the tissues?
Yeah, I know. I'm oh wow. You really both have demonstrated that, the power of trusting each other, the power of the mentoring relationship. And Lynn, what I like that you said, what I hear from so many mentors is that you learn from Missy as much as she learned from you. Mm-hmm. And that is always that give and take relationship. You sometimes think of mentoring as one way, but it isn't. That is just powerful to hear both of you share your acknowledgement of each other. Thank you so much. Okay, we have time for one final question. Mentium has been around for 33 years and it is still going strong. What is your vision for the future of Mentium? Lynn, I'm going to start with you on this question.
Well, Salve, you asked that question last time we did the podcast. And I said, more. And, I think people are craving that connection. They're craving the support to thrive. We can't thrive as, in isolation. As corporate America has become more in flux, as things in the world have become more in flux, the need to have someone that has your best interest at heart, who is willing to listen and through not necessarily try to solve your problems for you, but willing to listen and willing to help you hear yourself and dig deep to be able to move forward, to be able to put one's foot in front of the other is so critical now. It's just so, it's more critical than it's ever been. So when I think about Mentium, it still is more, let's do more. I want to connect people. We've connected people, over 80,000 participants, as we've said, across the globe. We need this for humanity to keep going and thrive and survive. So I would love to see Mentium expand and do even more to connect people who most of the time would otherwise never know each other. and would never support each other in a way that got them out of, whether it's the mentor or mentee, out of their own perspective, and broaden that so that we can do more together. So that's what I'm hoping for Mentium.
Absolutely. What about you, Missy?
Well, it fits really well with our new tagline we rolled out in 2024, which is more through mentoring. So it is about more. And for me, I can really summarize it in a few short phrases. It's more experiences, more solutions. We want to be out there providing experiences that are meaningful for people and going beyond our current offerings. It's more visibility and having a bigger footprint. It's more authentic human connection.
Oh, I love that. Thank you both for this fantastic check-in. It has been so fun to hear about some of the highlights from the last year, your vision for the future, what you have personally learned throughout this year. I love how you've demonstrated the power of mentoring to create these kind of transitions. I love the trust and support you've shown each other to lift each other up and lift the whole organization up. You both are phenomenal leaders and you are phenomenal human beings. And I am just so happy to be part of the Mentium community. And I love that there are so many people in the Mentium community worldwide. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Mentium Matters podcast. We have many great guests lined up, so please stay tuned till the next episode.